Well, we're looking forward to get back to Soldier Field, certainly, and our fans have been a huge factor in our first three games. Everyone's gone, you know, down to the wire, and their support has been significant. And we're playing a very good football team and a very good offensive football team, and that still plays well on the road. But having the fans behind us and the noise, I think, can be beneficial to us. The guys have worked real hard this week. It's been business as usual, and we spent the day in the red zone, most of the day in the red zone, trying to become more efficient offensively this week than we were last week, and continuing to try to stay on task defensively. And we went over our special situations and special teams. No, you got to play continuity football, and you know, we don't want to put Drew Brees in a short field. We don't want to do that. So that brings into special teams and our ability to cover offensively and ability to use the clock and to keep the ball out of his hands. It's all part of it. You're not going to take away from your offense trying to get their job done, which is to score. But ultimately, within the framework of the game, you certainly want Drew Brees to have to go the length of the field, where our defense can allow them to create more. We can create more opportunities for ourselves defensively. Well, I know that statistics can be a little bit deceiving, you know, when their offense is on the field as long as it is. So you can make stats, you know, a lot of different things. This is their first year basically in the defense. They've got three very thick guys. Vaccaro's playing very well, so. You know, I don't know where they are. You've expressed where they are statistically, and I'm aware of that. But I think that can be a little bit of a misconception when you see how physical these guys are at the line, and they've got a bunch of bodies up there that can then push the pocket and they're physical and they tackle. So, you know, I don't know that we're willing to view them as that defense right now. This team isn't pressuring as much. They don't have as many internal crossdogs. They have them available, and we've got to be ready for them. But their structure isn't necessarily to bring six guys from multiple places. They'll bring them, but they haven't up to this point done that. But they certainly have it within their system to do that. You just keep working. You know, we do a lot of competition and practice to try to create that environment for the guys. You know, the more lines can stay together, certainly offense and defensive lines, because there's so much communication involved with how they play the game, it certainly helps. But, you know, these are things that teams go through, and we're going through that right now. And the guys have worked hard this week, and the communication's been good. Mike Ferris spent a lot of time with them. They never stop working during practice, and when they're in meetings, they're focused and doing the things necessary. And that's all we can do, is to do the best we can daily. Well, I think it just started, like most do. It just starts with building a relationship with, you know, two guys there that really love football. They're willing to spend the time. They're willing to grind it out together to build, you know, the structure that they have, and they did that, and they work well together. And then they've had the same guys around him. Joe Lombardi's been there as an assistant, the quarterback coach now for 5 years. Pete Carmichael's been there now for 5-6 years. They've all been there together, and I think it's a combination of chemistry of just building their offense and with their personnel, you know, building around their personnel and really coaching and developing players. Well, I think we learned that we have the ability to go back to work, and I didn't notice any difference in the way we practiced this week than we did when we were over the first three games. So I think that's a good sign. I think the demeanor of our team was loose but professional. We were focused in the meetings, but we were also loose enough to be able to have some fun, because I don't think you can win without having some fun during the course of the day and keeping your sense of humor. But when they're on the field, it was all business. Well, I think part of it is that we're in a stretch here next week where our guys are going to come off. You know, it's going to be a physical game. And so getting enough rest and making sure we as coaches take care of them so they can respond on a Thursday night like this. So if you were to practice on Tuesday, normally they have another day to rest. And even on Wednesday, players are still sore. They kind of fight their way through it. And, you know, this Wednesday will be the day before the game. So, you know, we've got a plan. We'll put it into play as we get done with this game and move forward, and we'll talk about it more next week. Well, you know, we had such good leadership with Roberto there. This was just an addition, and now we've got, you know, five guys in there plus that really have this sense of maturity and focus. And, you know, Bush just has that element of just even keeled aspect to his personality. But, you know, that's the way Slauson is and Mills is. I can't say that's the way Kyle is. Kyle's a little more hyper, obviously, but I think that one thing that all of them have done is there is a calmness to their approach, but it doesn't show up that way on game day. They're physical and they're playing hard.